I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Peter Gammons is in town. How about that? Leaving town, actually. Peter's at the airport, MLB Network and The Athletic. Hey, Peter, how are you?
Hey, Peter.
I'm doing really well. Now, we had a wonderful event for The Athletic last night. It was a lot of fun. Ken Rosenthal and I had a ball doing it. It's really fun. I've been doing television for 30 years, but I still maintain that I'm an ink stained wretch. I'm still a newspaper man, and the opportunity that's come, anything that's good for writers is good for us. So it was a great event.
If you're an ink stained wretch, that ink is indelible. I think we've learned that over the years, both David and I. Peter, the Cubs played a game yesterday, and I got to tell you, it's not every day where they play the extra game or they got to travel and they aren't thrilled about it and they win the game, and yet we come in and everybody is just murdering Joe Maddon over it. They started talking about Game 7 of the World Series all over again. And I think it just comes down to losing the closer, Pedro Strop pulling up with a hamstring. How damaging is that at this point, given Morrow's injury? Did Joe err in having him hit and run, not necessarily hit?
I know that, pitchers are supposed to be able to do it and all that, and it's fine. But at this time of year, with Brandon Morrow out, I think risks are tough to take. I mean, I was writing this week about Stephen Wright and the Red Sox, and on August 2nd of 2016, Stephen Wright had just been in the All-Star game. He was, I believe, 13-6 in the top 5 or 8 in earned run average. And John Farrell had him pinch run for David Ortiz because he said, well, Ortiz had to play in the field in Los Angeles and he didn't want him to be on his legs too much. Well, Stephen Wright he was getting picked off at second base, dove, hurt his shoulder, and then while rehabbing the next spring, hurt his knee, and he's just now throwing like 5 appearances in the month of September. He's going to be an important guy in the postseason. But, I mean, if guys aren't playing positions and aren't hitting and running, I just think that there is a real chance you take, especially where your regular closer's already out. I mean, I actually watched some of those innings, late innings, because I was early. I flew in yesterday, and I was early to the place where the function was being held. And I was watching the game with some Cubs fans. And when Edwards came in, I listened to a few choice words. And then just the way it came down, I know. I get it. I always say that Roger Angel used to say that Red Sox fans lived under a Calvinistic cloud of self-doubt. I think that's what makes the Red Sox and Cubs so much alike. They really are all by nature.
So, Peter, you were there. You watched a game with Cubs fans. You know how difficult of a week it's been for the Cubs and what they've gone through and all their travel and now this. Can they still accomplish what they want to accomplish if they're down to their third closer, if they are a team that's physically and mentally fatigued? Do you still believe the Cubs can emerge, first of all, get to the playoffs, and second of all, once they get there, stay there?
I think they can. I mean, I think it's more difficult. But I tell you what's so confusing is I can't figure out who in the world has any chance to live in the National League. I mean, I've come to the conclusion this morning. Now, tomorrow will be a different conclusion. But this morning, I'd say, I think Colorado is going to end up in the World Series. And that's how crazy it is. But the Cubs have a tough schedule. I mean, they've got to go to Arizona. They've got there are some tough moments in this thing with the Cardinals this weekend. So it'll be very interesting to see exactly where they end up. I think everybody's sort of on the same play, whereas in the American League, there's this build-up to essentially five very interesting teams. And the A's are really interesting because they'll use nine pitchers in the play-in game. And I'm not sure anybody would beat them in the play-in game in the American League. But, I think Houston can win. I think Cleveland can win. I think Boston can win. I think even the Yankees can win. But in the National League, I have no idea. I mean, I'm beginning to think that one of the biggest mistakes of the year was the Washington Nationals deciding to cash it in late July, just because they might have ended up winning this thing.
You're listening to the Mully and Haw Show. This segment of our show brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. We are talking to Peter Gammons. And, you know, Peter, the Kopech injury on the south side, the White Sox thought they had the rotation of the future all set, and there was a great vibe on the team, and now they go through a seven-game losing streak, and they managed to stop it. But it's a real gut punch, I think, for the fans, for the rebuild, for everything that's going on with that organization. And, you know, I don't know that they can go out and try to get, I don't know anybody wants to come here for their money. I don't know if they want to spend the money, but it's clear that they need to do something to sort of generate more interest for next year. Do you expect them to be players in the offseason? Are they going to be patient with what they're doing? I think it just was a real blow.
I think what they have to do is not necessarily go out and try to sign Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, but do really wisely and fill a lot of positions and build the depth of that team. I mean, it's one of the things that made Pat Gillick one of the three, four greatest general managers in history was his ability to understand the 25-man roster. Now, I look at the White Sox and I say, okay, in a year from now, by June or so, you know, they're going to have him and Jimenez playing. Basabe may be up and playing. They'll have, you know, they move some young players in. Then, you know, the big thing I think is going to be, okay, to have veteran players around that can get some on base and protect the young players and get Dylan Cease up and maybe one or two other pitchers and do it with a 25-man roster, not just have to rely on the Moncadas and guys like that. You still don't know are really good players. And I think that they can do it without breaking the bank, but I think it's really important to do it right. And I think that's the way they have to do it. Just get a lot of really interesting role players and see where they go with that.
Peter, you know that because the Cubs keep telling us that they have played 30 games or scheduled games in 30 days, and they're in the midst of that really grueling stretch. And it is real, and I think you do see, you know, some signs of physical fatigue and mental fatigue. Did MLB do the Cubs a disservice by refusing to move the game yesterday to October 1st? Because even after the game, Mike Montgomery was one of the players who mentioned that, you know, they're linking that with what happened to Strope, and they're obviously still kind of upset about what happened. But did MLB do it right, or did they get it wrong?
Well, considering the fact that the games had to be called off in Washington, not in Chicago, I thought that they should have waited until I realize there's a jam up at the end with all the teams in the National League who couldn't make the playoffs, but I thought it was asking too much. I really do. Now, you know, I don't really get it. I thought MLB was short-sighted on this. And, you know, I do think, and you know, I'll buy the stroke. I mean, I really hadn't thought about that, but I'll buy that. I mean, I think the guys are so tired, and I think the forcing them going back and forth, rain delays, and all what they've been through for this 30-day stretch, I think you do risk injury. And I think that that's something MLB has to think about and what it costs teams not only in performance but in payroll. I mean, the amount of money of guys on the disabled list is significant. And I don't know. I just – I could not – honestly, I couldn't believe it when I heard that the Cubs had to turn around and go back to Washington. Washington's out of it. It doesn't mean anything to them, but it does mean something to the Cubs. And I think it I think it altered the pennant race in a way that I don't think MLB should be altering the pennant race.
Peter, great stuff. We'll let you go. Thank you so much for jumping on, and have a great weekend.
Safe travels.
You too. Thanks a lot. Okay.
That is Peter Gammons, and a lot of good stuff there.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.